From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. A federal judge denied Planned Parenthood's request for a mid-Missouri clinic to be temporarily exempted from certain abortion regulations, ensuring that the Columbia clinic will not be able to resume abortions. The clinic's license expired this past Tuesday, canceling all scheduled abortions, making St. Louis the only location in the state where women can go for the procedure. A health inspection of the Columbia Clinic at the end of September showed concerns over the cleanliness of equipment, but a spokeswoman says Planned Parenthood addressed all of those concerns. Governor Mike Parsons called this ruling a, quote, victory for protecting the sanctity of life. It is unknown if and when the Columbia Planned Parenthood's abortion license will be renewed. Turkey production is down this fall and could provide a challenge for turkey hunters. KBIA's Quinn Ridsdorf has this.
The low turkey hatch is because of the lack of young birds, called poults. The poult-to-hen ratio is 25% lower than the previous five-year average. Missouri Department of Conservation turkey biologist Jason Isabel says the production usually correlates to weather, but this year is different.
And in the case of this year, though, it was a lot of the state was in a drought for the summer, so it was really dry, it was really warm, the type of conditions that we would expect to have a good hatch, and nonetheless, we didn't.
MDC is looking at weather variables, landscape components, and other trends to understand the decline in turkey production. Isabel's advice for turkey hunters is find the acorns. They're the preferred food for wild turkeys. Quinn Ritzdorf, KBIA News.
A nonprofit group set up to promote the agenda of former Governor Eric Greitens is asking a Cole County judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a St. Louis-based attorney. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports the suit seeks records of the group's activities.
Elad Gross filed suit in June against New Missouri. Attorney Catherine Hannaway, who represents the group, argued that Gross has no standing to file suit.
So, for example, if someone was the resident of a homeless shelter and receiving benefits from that not-for-profit, they would have the right to go and inspect those records. But here, Mr. Gross is just a member of the general public.
Gross disagrees, saying a New Missouri claim to benefit all Missouri residents, which includes himself. A ruling is expected later this month. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The ACLU of Missouri is hosting rallies in cities across the state in support of transgender and gender nonconforming communities. The rallies are a part of a campaign called the 10 Days of Trans Demands, featuring a 10-day statewide tour starting in St. Louis and ending with National Coming Out Day. The ACLU is hosting a rally in Columbia at Peace Park tomorrow evening. J. Marie Hill is an education coordinator for the ACLU of Missouri. She says the rally is meant to promote healthcare resources in Columbia to trans and gender nonconforming people.
We wanted to make sure that people understand that this is it's life and death. It's not, oh, I feel like it, or this is my preference. It's actually my body needs specific care, and for there to be a resource in Columbia, we felt it was critical and important opportunity to highlight.
Hill says there are around 25,000 transgender and gender nonconforming people living in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Revenue is working to fix what it calls a miscalculation of income tax withholdings. Samuel King explains what that will mean for taxpayers.
State officials say they discovered the error after the federal tax cuts took effect this year. With all of the tax code changes, the amount of state taxes being taken from workers' paychecks was too low. The H&R Block Tax Institute's Nathan Rigney says Missouri residents may see a smaller refund or owe more money for their 2018 taxes than in the past because it may be too late to make changes.
So you have less than 3 months to change your withholding, and can you catch up? A lot of people, that's not going to be enough time for many taxpayers to catch up.
Rigney says people should make sure the federal and state withholdings from paychecks are correct and set aside some money for tax bills just in case. I'm Samuel King.
I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News.